From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, speaking during a congressional hearing, explained that he has no information to support President Trump's claim that former President Barack Obama wiretapped Trump's New York City residence.
No individual in the United States can direct electronic surveillance of anyone. It has to go through an application process, ask a judge. The judge can then make the order.
So President Obama could not unilaterally order a wiretap of anyone?
No president could.
James Comey also confirmed that the FBI is actively investigating Russia's interference in the presidential race and there are any links between Mr. Trump and Moscow. Also in Washington, the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch commenced. Michael Bowman reports.
In a day of lengthy opening statements, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley lauded Gorsuch's conservative judicial philosophy.
You should be concerned about the preservation of our constitutional order and, most importantly, the separation of powers. We have before us today a nominee whose body of professional work is defined by an unfailing commitment to these principles.
Democrats are still fuming that Republicans held the seat vacant by refusing to give former President Barack Obama's nominee a hearing. Republicans hold a slim two-seat Senate majority and would need eight Democrats to support Gorsuch should a three-fifths vote be required to advance his nomination in the full chamber. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Syrian forces on Monday launched a counterattack on rebels in the capital, Damascus, a day after the opposition fighters staged a surprise assault on government-held neighborhoods in the northeastern part of the city. This is VOA News.